Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Matt, Jay, Zach, and Alana.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and today we're talking about Acolyte Episode 8, the finale, or as I like to call it, this is where they blew the budget.
Wow. They did?
Is it?
Yeah.
On what?
Wow, yeah, on what? That's interesting.
On a puppet?
On that sweet asteroid field.
I guess that's true.
And then on all the fighting,
and then Jude Law.
Yeah, we're Jude Law's Yoda.
And then those sets that really looked like sets—they didn't look real at all.
Oh my god, it's like Star Trek, the quarry.
And the ships,
the cave set.
You guys did watch the after credit scene, right?
No, tell me about this stuff.
Are you fucking serious?
Wow, really? I actually almost sent out a message. I was like, they'll watch it.
You literally watched like, the credits for like 2 seconds before
then
it
yes,
started.
Then yes, I did.
Oh, wait. Okay, great.
Wait, was it the one with Yoda?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not after credits.
It was 100% after credits.
There was no credits in between.
There were so many credits.
There was zero credits.
I'm
going to let Jay fight on my behalf because I don't really remember.
I remember sitting there because I was looking for another scene that I apparently had missed and I had to go rewatch the stupid episode to catch again. But I was like, oh, there's a lot of credits. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Whew. Wait, I didn't see that scene. Do I have to watch the international credits? Damn it! And then, yeah. But no, there were definitely credits.
Wait, I think I watched
one. Is it the one where she walks in and she's like...
Yes, it's 100%. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, it's not after credits scene.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, who cares? Let's get into the episode.
Were credits scene? Yes. They were after credits.
Let's get this party started.
All right, so we start. Jason pulls off Osha's helmet. It's a real struggle.
And they're like, we got to team up. Whoever gets to May 1st gets to have her, if you know what I mean.
We got
to
get
Hey-o.
To May. That's right. We got to work together. Oh, it's a platinum game. Crap.
I actually kind of like that dynamic.
Did they explain why he was like, why it was bad the helmet was on or like whatever
what happened?
It was confusing.
So
they didn't explain it for the dumb people in the audience like me.
Prior episode they talked about how it disconnected you from certain elements of the Force. It allowed you to really focus inward and potentially see things, but it also tapped into like the dark side in order to do it, and that's how he tapped into his side and blah 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 blah. So by doing that, you could see when it switched color palettes, when his eyes went really black versus like his normal view. It was him in the real world versus him in the dark side world or whatever.
Ooh. Yeah, the vision world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So visiony.
So she was getting trapped. Since she's not trained, she was getting like kind of just trapped in a Force vision, and she potentially would have gone like psycho or whatever.
And she saw the future, right? The future, the past, old friends long gone.
She saw something. She yes, to a degree. Yeah,
the future, you see.
Yeah.
Yes, she saw the future. Whether or not she interpreted correctly is a different story.
Right.
Yeah. So I like the dynamic of it's like we have to team up to stop Maddie. Oh, that was fine.
All right, so then we cut to the ship. May is debating Soul. She's mad at him about something. I don't know
why she killed it. Why he killed her mom?
Yeah, right.
something
that never came up in conversation until this episode after the flashback episode. But at least
why would it?
I don't know. Made note of the whole time. She's talked to Osha before, hasn't she?
No, she's never talked to Osha about it.
Okay.
She's always been on the run. The only thing they say is Osha. May. Osha. May. That's the only thing they've ever said with each other.
Yeah, they're like Pokemon.
Yeah, but I like
the run.
Yeah, but it's like Osha and Soul's basically just like, yep, I killed your mother. I admit it. I'm sorry about that. It's like,
he
really tried to defend himself.
And she gets some kind of widget out of her hands that lets her escape and zaps Soul. That was kind of cool when she zapped them.
Evil Pip.
Wait, the thing in her hand that lets her escape was Pip?
Yeah, Pip's head. No, it's Pip's head. Yeah.
She reprogrammed Pip to be evil, right?
That's yes, right. That's why it has the red light instead of the blue light. Ooh la la.
So I like when she escapes, she says, "I'll see you in hell, Jedi."
It was such a good line.
Lines from the original trilogy.
It definitely made me giggle.
Yeah.
But and then apparently this ship can like break off into a bunch of little ships.
Yeah, I mean, other ships have done that. Like the main ship that has the hyperdrive versus like, you know, the regular pod plus like the escape
it's like a pods.
Yeah. And then apparently, I guess in the New Republic of these people, it was more of a thing because hyperdrives weren't like really like just out there.
The hyperspace rings.
Yeah. So like they had a bunch of other like ways to do it.
Yeah, the space chase looked pretty cool.
It looked great. It looked amazing. Cool. I said they blew the budget on it.
Yeah, it looked pretty awesome.
They probably just took some old Star Trek footage and like just scrubbed it and put their ships in there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So then the next scene is the senator from the Martian Manhunter from Stargirl or Supergirl. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like the Jedi, and he has a conversation with Vestra.
Yeah, like, well, when does
I don't like you, Vestra.
Wait, dude, I'm sorry. You skipped one thing that's very important, which is as Sol is chasing May, Basil sabotages him for no reason that is never explained.
That's right. I didn't write that down, but I remember noticing that. What was up with that?
That was so weird.
Okay. Please, explain.
Jay?
I got nothing.
Is that did he actually sabotage him or
100%? You see him rip the wires out and he's just staring at him, and Sol's staring at him, going, and he's like, meh. It's exactly what I would do if I were caught sabotaging something, going,
maybe Basil's like, this is what you deserve, rip, 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 piece of shit.
It was so inexplicable. I was waiting for them to explain it, and they never did.
Yeah.
My only assumption is that Basil works for the Jedi, not like Sol. So, like, trying to make sure that Sol doesn't like take, like, trying to sabotage Sol doing their own thing. And what? Because I don't know. I got nothing. I'm just spitting shit. That's all right.
And Sol doesn't even really react. I thought Sol was just going to turn and like crush Basil's head or something.
He's like, Basil, no, why?
Basil's like, bad Basil.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Anyway, yeah, I like the Martian Manhunter. We get back to him.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't like the Jedi. He's wants an investigation. That was kind of interesting. Oh, and then we have the thing that set the internet aflame, which is the shadowy figure in the cave watching Osha and Jason.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That's the scene I had to go back for.
Around the rocks, looking at them.
Yeah,
I had to go. Rocks.
Oh yeah, that was weird. Was that Jude Law?
It's supposed to be Darth Plagueis. That's what the internet
said. Was that Jude Law?
Oh, could be.
Could be. But yes,
Darth Plagueis.
Yes,
that's what the internet says.
That's how semi-traditionally he is portrayed as. Law, like, there's been like two real main art. Test renditions of Plagueis, and that was one of them.
Yeah, it's
so Plagueis,
pretty gratuitous fan service.
Well, it also then kind of explains where Manny gets his training in the dark side, and two, it also explains why there's such a heavy like pollution of Sith and dark side energy on this planet and where they are and who could possibly have been helping manipulate the minds of whoever wears the mask.
I mean, maybe. Darth Plagueis literally needs to be there.
But it also, so this also potentially could help. So Plagueis supposedly learns the secrets of life and death, according to Palpatine later, and like how to sustain life and how to create and destroy life, yada yada yada. And so potentially having May and Osha being around is how where he initially gets the idea of, oh, you can manipulate the force and create and maintain life or and all that other stuff. Like, so trying to figure that out. So like that's like how he figures out the powers of to do it.
Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. If you're like a real Star Wars junkie and you care about an explanation for every single thing about how everybody knows everything, then yeah, that's fine. It's right, they're created by the Force, right? So she's like, ooh, the Force to create life. That's fine. Jason never made it sound like he was trained. He made it sound like he figured it all out himself, but whatever.
No, a couple episodes ago, he mentions that, mentions a little bit of it. Like how he was a Jedi and then he got better training and stuff like that. And to allow, he then was May then allowed him to trade her, which was interesting. Like, I didn't quite understand his whole point of come train with me. And she, Osha says, no, I'll never be like you. And then he's like, well, May said it like right away. Fuck you. It just felt weird. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know why. I guess to symbolize their two sides of the same coin.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't know. Moving on.
Moving on.
She so won't. Far, she so... won't tell him where to go, and he's like, "Rawr." And then she's like, "I think that's pretty fair. You're a good dealman." He's like, "Yeah, fair enough. I guess I'll just fly you wherever you want me to take you."
So as they're off to go. So all right. So Jason fights Soul. Then we have the big fight.
Well, I also wanted to mention very quickly, the ships were really good, both the exteriors and the interiors. I like Soul's little like heads up display. It looked like something right out of A New Hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you like May's helmet? That's like a rebel helmet.
Yeah, I like that too. The interiors of the ships, all the control panels, they looked really good. That's why I said they blew the budget for this one. But anyway, yeah, so we get a really good fight on the bridge. First on the bridge.
Yeah. Yep. And all sorts of cool stuff. They do the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, like, wire work. Right? Where they're, like, flying back in slow motion kind of thing. You guys notice that?
What? Say that? Oh, yeah.
The Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. His lightsaber expands, and it creates doubles. All sorts of cool tricks. Yeah. Very exciting.
Do you guys like the one part that was like the where they like float through the air like Crouching Tiger? Hendrayan.
Didn't what I just say happened? That?
What is happening? I'm the exhausted one.
Yeah, we liked it, dude.
We're identical. Cool.
Yeah.
So there isn't too much more to say about the fight except that it was great.
It was, I like the transitions. I like the play of everything. I thought it was interesting that they were like, well, we wanted it to be just as memorable as the prequel fights. And we think we did even better.
It doesn't have the same emotional stakes as the prequel fights. That's really? For damn sure. Yeah, what? Dude.
I mean, the prequel fights didn't have a lot of emotional stakes either.
Well, the only good one, the Mustafar one, does.
That's true.
Yeah.
The rest of them are not memorable because for that reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
But, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Okay, so next I have the sister confrontation where they're wearing each other's clothes. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and they, I wrote, May's fault, Osha didn't be a Jedi. They talk about that, right?
Yeah, May goes into the room that she burned up and is waiting for Osha to come find her. And she sees the damage and all the chaos, and Osha blames her and the fire and killing a mom just because she couldn't get her way and Osha wanted to be a Jedi.
Except now she doesn't. Do you guys, like, I think we start to see Osha's turn to the dark side here.
Well, besides that, she's wearing black.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we called that last episode.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think this one's more definitely more explicit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. The last time we saw her, she wasn't, but I guess now she is. which is fine. May tells Usha about mom's death.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Yep. It's the first time they actually have a conversation. Other than
Mew, pew, pew, eh, soul.
Right. Other than shouting at each other from far away. Yeah. Yep. And yeah, so then they fight. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And those Star Wars fist fights, which are I still like them. I still dig them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry, dude.
I like the martial arts fight, but then the next one I have is in the other fight between Jason and Sol, they do the anime slice pose.
Oh yeah, where they run past each other and then freeze.
Yeah, I was afraid someone was gonna get sliced in half, but then no one was.
Just the lightsaber.
Just the lightsaber.
Which is interesting because, I mean, he sliced the top half of the bigger blade, so he should still have his Shinto blade available to him, but I guess not. I guess they somehow magically work off of one.
Maybe it's short-circuited.
Crystal? Yeah. It was weird. So going back to the fist fight and all that stuff, really fast, when they're still in the cave and Osha comes out of her trance, I like the fact that she's like, May had her hand out and she killed. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, she can kill without using a saber. Oh, she knows how to force choke someone. Oh, I didn't teach her that. It's like, what's happening here?
He's like, May was the inferior twin the whole time.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
That explains why everyone wants a piece of Osha.
So the Force isn't a weapon? Where did that whole thing about killing a Jedi without a weapon, where did that even come from?
It was what she had to do to pass the tests.
Mm-hmm. I know, but where did that come from?
Jason.
Mm-hmm. Where did he get that idea from?
Well, I don't know.
It might have been part of whatever, like, training and of other from... or some guide or something, I don't know. But, like, it's basically... because force chokes are typically just a Sith skill. I mean, not even the witches of Dathomir do a real force choke. They do other stuff. So, like, it's supposed to be authentically a Sith type of a maneuver to sit there and just suck the light, choke you, and watch the living life leave your body. So, So it's just it's a thing. And we don't see Manny ever use it. Or whatever his name in the show is. We don't quack, something like that. I don't know. We don't ever see him we see him use the Force, like we see him Force push a little bit here and there and do the ninja vanish technique, but we don't ever really see him use like that skill. The idea is maybe he can't. Maybe he has too much of the light side still in him.
Or you have to be really powerful to use it. Whoa. No one's ever been able to summon him.
Alright, so Jason tells Osha to strike down Sol and complete your journey or something like that. It was another word for word reference to the original trilogy.
I will strike him down and your journey will be complete.
Yeah, your journey to the dark side will be complete.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of liked it.
Did you like the visualization of her bleeding her kyber crystal?
It's
the first time we see a dark side user bleed a kyber crystal to turn it into a red Sith crystal.
What do you mean by bleed?
Well, that's a little bit of a jump ahead, but we could talk about it because it's a pretty memorable part.
Well, the idea is that explains why the Sith all have red lightsabers.
It was brought forth in some other property that's how they bleed them, and like the whole internet and like all the Star Wars people were all, man, well, in Legends, they were just synthetic kyber crystals, and now you're saying now you have to force all your hate and
anger and heartache into it, and it suddenly becomes, and it's rejecting the light from the saber, and it becomes a red Kaiba crystal.
Yeah, it was a big hot anger thing, but what did you think about it? How?
Honest, I feel like they put too much emphasis on the lightsabers.
Lana, what did you think about it?
It's a bit much.
I kind of agree.
Like we get it. She's evil now. We have to literally beats you over the head a little bit.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think I agree about that.
I just like the fact that they finally showed it in some sort of property. And it was just because in my mentality, the way I always pictured it, you had to take the crystal out, you had to meditate and force the hate. Because I think in one of the Vader comics, it shows him doing it, shows him taking a crystal and putting it in his palm and just forcing all his anger into it. So it was interesting to see it in a different method.
Yeah, you finally get it on screen, so it's true canon, whatever.
Great. I mean, we skipped right over the part where Osha kills Soul.
Yeah. Right.
That was like the big moment of the episode, I thought.
Well, he also
made it a little clearer.
He also comes clean right before she does. He's like, yeah, we killed your mom and the Jedi covered it up. Sorry.
Dies with a clear conscience.
Well, Jay, how did you feel about him dying? I didn't like it.
I was like, fuck, they're killing everyone. Who's going to be alive at the end of this fucking show? that was kind of sad. It kind of made me wonder if she, like, until, like, I saw his eyes open and on the ground, like, all the way up to the moment they, like, show his face. I was like, well, maybe he's just, like, really fucked up. And then maybe someone will come and resuscitate him and he'll be in a back attack or something. Yeah.
Or he did some Jedi thing we can fake.
Yeah, something like that. There was some other explanation, and then I saw him crumpled with his eyes open, and I was like, oh. Well, thank you for learning English.
Yeah, it was a very dark, very dark. I mean, surprisingly dark for Disney Star Wars, I thought. You know, like, this guy's basically the main character.
Finally,
you have your hero girl doing it.
You know, finally some edge to the show.
A lot of edge.
Amandla, Sternberg is actually, it was like they gave her stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
She could act. Like, I didn't really think she's a good actress, but like they finally gave her things to act with.
Right, her acting wasn't very good in this episode.
No, I thought it was good.
No.
Yeah.
Not. Especially as May.
What? Oh. Mm. Yeah. May's kind of like, I don't even understand May's character by the end of this show.
So guys, I guess they're going for like a Revenge of the Sith kind of thing.
Kind of.
Yeah, I can see that. Another dark side wedding kind of thing.
Yeah, and all the main characters die. Well, not all of them, but a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then the sisters run away. Oh, wait, okay, hang on. So the Jedi fly in while Jason and Soul are fighting, and Jason's like, they're not here for me. I was like, what?
Yeah. One of those things where people just say stuff and it doesn't really make a lot of
sense. Well, I think he understands that they're probably there because they finally found out the truth and they're going to take the Jedi who killed the whole entire cult, like destroyed the whole society. Because he talked to May. And he's
how would May know?
In his helmet. How would May know what?
Oh, that the Jedi are coming to, because they figured it all out.
Well, I think you can put a little bit of forethought into it, of saying, well, this is the planet where the Jedi committed atrocities, lied to the council, lied to the senators, and they don't know about me, so unless it's that one Jedi who happens to know that there's some baddie like me around,
they're probably here to arrest whoever it is. That's where my head went.
Gotcha.
But like, yeah, no, it just makes like, yeah, I mean, the Jedi are supposed to be good peacekeeper police people. So like, they're supposed to, you know, pursue those that do wrong in their eyes. Sol and the Four did wrong if they found out about it. And it also makes me wonder if he could sense his old instructor, even with the helmet, but the helmet blocked her from sensing him.
It's possible.
Because she would not have known about him. So, which would have just added to that whole notion that they're here for Sol and May.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was cool. And of course, the Jedi took forever to get there. But yeah, so the sisters escape. They climb down a thing which feels like it's out of a video game again. And then they have their big emotional moment in the grove. And I didn't feel the emotions. I don't know about you guys.
So emotional. But they were crying. There were tears, dude.
They were at the tree.
Not from me. The tree where it all started.
Not from me.
The tree where they toyed with life.
Right. They are freaks. They're freaks.
So, guys, they never did anything with that in this episode. Do you think they're ever going to do it in the next season where how they're, like, the same person made by the virgins?
Most likely next season. Because they're going to have to it's going to be another whole thing where one doesn't know the other exists. And, yeah, and then, they're, oh, okay, guess what? You have a sister. And their sister's still alive. And they're bad now. They should just repeat this and just, like, put it in reverse. Like, just flip every frame, like, horizontally.
Just like a giant middle finger to the fans. I mean, that was weird, too. I mean, the character's motivations are all over the place. Like, at the end, she says, okay, I'll go train. Osha will go train with Jason, and then May's gonna get mind-wiped, and she's like, May's fine, completely fine with it.
This is insane.
That was really weird. The whole mind wipe thing was really weird.
It was like The Good Place, but stupider.
I agree. Yeah, and they spend no time thinking about it. They're just like, okay, let's do it. Great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And then they hug it out.
Well, they're in a rush.
How come both girls aren't going to train with Jason?
May turned them down.
Does May no longer want to be evil?
Jason's like, he has like a blooded vendetta against May now because she failed or whatever.
He does? There's no animosity between them.
I don't know. Wasn't he trying to kill her a couple episodes ago? Because she didn't... Was a
long time ago.
No, he just wants a stronger sister.
It was really unclear.
She disregarded his instructions and turned on him. So yes, not happy. Not the happiest, but still was his pupil. I think he just May was like, no, I want to see justice happen, and I want my sister to be, who's obviously the more powerful one of us, to fulfill her destiny to be evil. I am not that evil.
May just doesn't care anymore about anything, and just...
She saw justice happen. She felt complete.
Doesn't need it anymore. I'm okay with it.
Right. All right, so then we have Vestra talks to May about what's going on.
I did find it pretty funny that they just left her there to be arrested.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the bad guys can just escape. They can just slip away somehow, like they always can. Correct. So annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they know all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
They have a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, the Jedi are just not good at this.
Yeah, so Vestris tells May some of the truth about how the Jedi messed everything up, and it's their fault, her mom's dead. But it's not the Jedi in general, it's all Sol. It blames it all on the dead guy. Wow.
Oh, God, what a piece of shit. And guys, you know what would be crazy is if there was some Force ability where you can come back from the dead and appear to people and talk to them.
I don't think he was spiritual enough.
Yeah, wow. He had too much love.
No, he was too like
too much young love too, for underage like, girls.
Up and morally bad.
Yeah, he wasn't fully in tune with the light side. Otherwise, he would have understood what.
At the risk of sounding like Jay, doesn't at the end of the Obi-Wan show, they make it clear that being a Force ghost is like a learned skill, and not every Jedi can do it.
Okay, well, guys, explain this to me then. How come Anakin Skywalker can come back as a Force ghost? We're supposed to believe he's a better person than Soul.
At the end, he does.
Yeah, because he saves his son.
Yeah,
what did Soul do?
The fans have been arguing about that since the 80s. What did Soul do? No, oh, he died fighting the Sith.
He died trying to cover up his own mistakes.
Yeah, relieving himself of his own guilt. It wasn't a wholesome act of
sacrifice.
Selflessness.
Yeah.
It was a very selfish attempt of assuaging and still keeping the sisters to himself.
Awkwardly. So this episode gives a real, and we haven't quite finished it yet, but this whole thing with Vestra piling everything on Soul and covering it all up, it gives a real kind of like Last Jedi vibe to the to this whole show, because it's just like the bad guys are kind of good and the good guys are really bad. You guys know my feelings about the sequel, so it was just kind of like, I don't know how to feel at the end of this episode.
It's all about politics.
Great. I love politics. Star Wars is all about politics.
It is.
It's the best part of that scene where the Martian Manhunter is basically just like delivering the writers' politics.
Oh, yeah.
The Jedi.
Which part is that? Where he's like, the Jedi are a bunch of fascist monks.
Yeah. They have way too much power. And I'm going to take you down. Yeah.
Because that's true.
So that was kind of interesting. Okay, so then we get one more classic trilogy line where, is it Vestra? Yeah, Vestra says, a pupil of mine before he turned to evil.
He was a pupil of mine before he turned to evil. Yeah. And it's like, again, everybody, that's the thing Star Wars loves to do, but it makes the universe, again, seem small, where everybody knows everybody, and everybody's a student of somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like it. It wasn't worth it for a reference.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, she did set it up, though, because Jason has his helmet off, and she's like, you! And he puts it on. Like,
fuck.
Yeah, that's true. They did set it up.
This right now.
Well, huh?
He's like, I don't want to deal with this shit right now. I gotta go.
Yeah. Jason and Osha are holding hands at the end, watching the sunset.
That was really weird. He
creates this whole, like, romantic, sexual...
They were holding hands. He was, like, creepily holding onto her hand. Like, she wasn't holding it back. She's holding the lightsaber. I didn't like it.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
She wasn't holding it back. Okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was weird. And, I had no explanation. Thinking about it, I was like, maybe he just really wanted to hold on to a real Kyber crystal. I don't know.
What?
I was like, I don't understand what's happening. This is stupid. She's like, he said he's lived for a very, very, very long time. He's probably like 200 years old.
Does that mean Vestra's that old too?
Vestra's old. Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
She'd be old.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, and then we see that, and then we get our stinger with Yoda.
Yeah, big whop.
Womp womp.
Big whop.
Yes, you just haven't had enough of Yoda.
What do you guys think of the Alkalite season one?
It was fine. It had its moments. I want more martial arts in Star Wars.
That was the one thing it had going for it, was the martial arts were pretty cool. The choreography was pretty cool. It's nice seeing the hand-to-hand stuff. The characters were confusing. The plot motivations of the two main central girls were confusing. And the murder investigation cover-up was kind of interesting. I don't think it's like the worst Star Wars show ever, by a long shot.
Yeah. There's no Book of Boba Fett. I like the yellow costumes. I like Soul. Everyone else was okay.
You liked Jackie.
I like Jason. Yeah.
Yeah, Jason. She was not intimidating as the bad guy, though. I'll tell you that.
That helmet was intimidating.
McGrinning face.
So he kept taking it off.
Oh, I mean,
again, obviously. Like Kylo Ren, he takes it off. The helmet looks cool. He takes it off. He looks like Adam Driver, the guy from Girls.
Just like Boba Fett and just like Mando.
Right, exactly. Well, Mando at least keeps it on, if you know what I mean.
For the most part. I liked it overall. Again, yeah, I won't say it was the most amazing product that they've done, but it is a good beginning to slowly incorporate the new High Republic with what we know of as Star Wars lore. It's obviously the first foray and the first little step to this type of media. I did like the hand-to-hand combat in this episode. I like the fact that they were directly mirroring each other, showing that they're two of the same mind again. And all that, as you know, I love my parallels. Yeah, I thought the blade work was really good. A little bit was sloppy at times, but I mean, they're not masters, so it worked for me. It looked cool. It looked fun. And it does show in like the little bit of like Crouching Tiger type-esque or older school martial arts gave you that sense of a more ancient time, right? It wasn't the flippy flops of current or more modern Star Wars. It shows that it came from a different rooted traditional society. So that was kind of fun and exciting. Soul, Rip, you were interesting, had interesting motives. I actually really liked the character. I'm very upset. I only saw a tiny little bit of the lightsaber whip. I want more of that. I'm very upset. I want to be proven right that Manny's back is split in two because of the whip. And it shows that's the moment he split into the dark side. And I want it to be Yoda's fault that Yoda had told her to like punish him or something. That'd be great.
Well.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
Yeah, that would be good.
It'd be awesome. And those are my thoughts.
Okay. Alana, what did you think?
It was probably, because the Star Wars shows have been bad, it was probably like the second best one after Andor. But it was still wasn't very good. It's just the other ones are really bad.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad, right? That's kind of my main takeaway, is that it was not that bad.
Needed more Jason Mendoza.
He was in it a lot. I don't know how much.
No, he wasn't.
Alana still disappointed that we didn't get his background episode.
Yeah.
And not enough of his backside.
Yeah.
Ooh. We got a decent amount of his arms this episode.
Yeah, totally.
Not enough swimmy, though.
Do we talk about how he had like a katana and a wazikashi?
Whatever. Naomi's on, so I'd like to move on to questions of the day if that's all it's gonna be, you guys.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Wazikashi. We talked about that a long time ago, but go ahead.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that was it. I just wanted
to. All right. Questions of the day. Question number one comes to us inspired by Alana, who on the mean streets of Montreal was confronted with the opportunity to meet two people from a TV show she loves
and
chickened out.
Wow.
What? So I didn't hear this.
It's actually three people.
Even worse, Alana. Even worse.
So my question is, which celebrity would you approach on the street to get a selfie or autograph?
So, first of all, it wasn't on the street. They were eating.
No, then no.
Wait until they leave, Alana. God, do I have to explain everything to you?
And it looked like one of them had like just woken up.
Who were they?
They were from Ghosts.
Oh, from Ghosts.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you love ghosts.
Okay. This so you're saying, when do you feel it's okay to bother other people in public?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'm going to say one who I did bother already in public, which is Richard Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut.
Oh, really? You bothered him in public?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't tell you the story. I was at Union Station, and I saw him, and he's like a few inches shorter than me, so very approachable.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to say hi. Why?
He's a politician, and he works for us.
Alana, so did the entertainment people.
I didn't vote for them.
You vote for them every time you watch their show.
Yes. No.
Yes.
I mean, their careers wouldn't be anything without fans, right?
Excuse me. Exactly. Story. I wasn't done.
Okay. So you approach Tricky Dick Blumenthal.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, how's it going? I'm from Connecticut. And he was like, I was like, how's it going? He's like, good. I was like, okay, I guess I'll leave you alone then. He's like, okay.
How personable. Dude, are you sure it was him?
Yes, I'm 1,000% sure.
Okay. Well, for me, you know me. I would approach pretty much anybody.
That one guy that one time.
That's right. The guy, by the way, that same guy from Band of Brothers, the guy who I got that autograph from, he's apparently in the Penguin show too. So we got to watch it.
All right.
Him and the Sorala.
Penguin show.
The Penguin show. Yes, the Penguin show.
This is the Penguin show. It's not the something show.
The HBO Penguin show. So yeah, I would meet a Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Damian Lewis, anybody. I would approach pretty much anybody.
You would do anybody?
Is there anybody that you wouldn't?
Is there anybody whom I wouldn't? Harrison Ford, maybe under certain conditions, because he's very ornery.
Matt has basically no shame in public. I just want to put that out there for context. So like we were at an amusement park the other day, and from a distance, I thought I saw someone I worked with. And I was like, but I don't know, like it's far away and it's out of context. So like, I'm not going to say anything. And Matt was like, what's your name? And so I told him the name. And then he like shouted it in public to see if she turned around. I know, it was so embarrassing. And like, she didn't. But then at work the next day, I talked to her and it was her. So like, and she was like, I thought someone was like shouting my name. And I was like, yeah, that was my weird ass husband.
Someone keeps calling my name.
The point is, he's not a good barometer for like who would talk to people in public.
That's like Kramer and Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Classic episode of Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who I'm just like awkward though. Like I don't even say hi to people I know in public. So I'm like the opposite problem.
You and Alana both, apparently.
I feel that.
Unless we're not from high school.
Just like some celebrity that's not intimidated, like Ben Stein.
Public.
Some guy from like Critical Role or one of some podcasts that you listen to. Like, it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Oh, in public?
Yeah.
They don't want to be bothered.
Yes, remember the time we saw Matthew Berry at the thing?
Who? I do. Yeah, that was great. I remember. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But we didn't say hi to him because he was like with his kids.
Yeah, that's right. And also we were leaving. Also, more to the point, we were leaving. If like we were like walking around,
yeah,
he was just like standing there, I might have been like, hey Matt, big fan or something like that. I might have said something. Somebody stop me.
You could have been like, my name is Matt too. That's your M.
That's right.
I mean, it wasn't like surprising though, because we were at a company picnic and you both happened to work for the same company.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's your M like, too.
Yeah.
I guess if it's somebody like really old, like Harrison Ford, and they're, you know, they look like they're in a bad mood. That's probably be my only limit.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting. I don't know.
Remember my bachelor party? Jewel State was there. We talked to her.
And then you asked her about being married for some reason.
Con?
I was getting married.
This was at a con though, right?
Well, it wasn't at a con. It was at the hotel bar during a con. So
okay, that's like basically she's there for the con, so you can talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks totally for your approval.
Yeah, I think cons, like certain when they're doing appearances, that's a different scenario than seeing them just sitting there eating a fucking burrito.
Yeah, if she's like if she wanted to avoid you guys, she wouldn't be at the hotel bar. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Go avoid sweaty nerds.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I was gonna say, like, I talked to like Dar Williams after her concert. I've been to her concerts a few times and like I talked to her, but like it was like after her concert. So that's different than like at a bar. Right?
Okay, so if you saw Dar Williams at like a bar like the next day, you would not approach?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, she's not like famous though. Like none of you probably know who that is.
Nope.
Who?
Exactly.
She's a musician.
Oh.
Like folk music.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would approach.
What about Dan?
I talked to him once. But again, it was like at an event.
You guys are so inhibited.
Dan.
Or we just respect people's privacy.
Well, same as this. 6 1 half a dozen another.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who mine would be. I don't know. I'm very hit or miss. Some days I'm very bold. Some days I'm like, shit, no. Don't fuck with people. Like, I'm very, very much a hit or miss person. Some days.
There's no person, Jay, that like you really want to meet, and even if you saw them in person, like you'd be willing to go for it.
And they chewed me out and hated me for the rest of my life. No, the anxiety and the shame, that would get to me on certain days. On certain days, that would absolutely get me. Some days, I would be like, fuck yeah. But other days, I'd be like, no. I'll just wave from afar.
That's fair. Okay, fair enough. All right, are we gone? Have we discussed this enough?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, Alana, relax.
Also, like, you know when you meet actors, they're not actually their characters, right? Like, I don't know anything about these people.
Okay.
You know you love them. You know
why would I want to meet them?
Because you're a big fan. You get a picture with them.
But I don't know them. I'm not a fan of them. I like the show.
You're a fan of their acting.
I just have one question, though, Alana. Was Trevor wearing pants?
He was wearing pants because he was in public.
That's so weird, though. Like, how could you even recognize him with pants?
He was also wearing
glasses. Be like, it's so weird to see you wearing pants.
Yes, I'm sure he's never heard that before.
People who don't watch Ghosts are probably like, what?
What? Those people. All right. Question number two. Would you get beaten up for $1 million?
Wait, is this an extension of last week's discussion or whatever week that was I was on?
Perhaps.
I'm going to say no.
Would you get beaten up?
Yes. Would you get beaten up for $1 million?
You mean
return of the $1 million discussion.
Yes.
What are we talking about here? Just like how a single up? Like punch, like yeah, like a punch in the face, like the
am I gut, fighting Mike
like,
Tyson or am I fighting
involved?
Zach?
Like,
hey, I'm looking great.
Either way, I'm getting beat up. I just want to know how badly am I?
Are there insurances for various limbs and scars? Like, what are we talking here?
Yeah,
any more details?
You're not going to be hospitalized, but you are going to be bleeding. You know, beaten up by your average person of your gender, right? So don't worry,
be our gender.
Beaten up by a man. Yeah. And you know, I would say no broken bones, but possible concussion.
Oh my God.
You got beaten up. Naomi, you got beaten up. I don't know how else to phrase it.
I've never gotten beaten up. I don't know.
Well, neither have I. So there you go. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
That's right. Arms are for hugging.
I'm going to stick with no. I'm going to stick with my no. Because I don't need money that badly. And even a single punch to the head can kill you.
Yeah, or give you, like, a traumatic brain injury.
I mean, concussions are, like, no joke.
They're, like, super bad for you.
Yeah, super bad for you.
Yeah.
What, your brain shaking around and smashing into the side of your skull is a bad thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would have guessed?
How about you, Matt? How about you, Alana?
I probably would. I'm willing to take a chance for $1 million. I'll take my chances.
God, as long as I get $1 million to cover your health expenses, jeez, for the rest of your life.
You're not even going to be hospitalized. It's not going to be that bad. Couple cracked ribs.
Oh my God.
You're probably going to have some PTSD.
Yeah.
That's fine. I can work through it.
For $1 million? No, yeah. Hospitalization.
Correct.
Man, I can't believe you still have an estate in your deck.
Bloody.
Believe it, Tuts.
Wow.
Yeah, as long as I can still work, I think I'll be fine with that. I've been in my own share of fights.
Your own share.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm usually the one doing the beating up, but hey.
Well, of course.
Good to see the other side every once in a while, I guess.
Of course. Stay humble, Jay. All right, so Jay and I are in. Zach is out. Naomi's out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I don't want a traumatic brain injury.
Okay. All right.
My brain's all I have.
That's not true, dear.
What about your family?
What?
Then what about your family?
Matt, what did you say?
I said your good looks. Wow, Zach, domination. All right, and the last question of the day will be from the deck, from the hot seat deck, so you don't have to worry about my stuff.
Okay.
The question is similar to one we may have already done. What job would you be absolutely horrible at?
Member service representative.
Like customer service rep?
Yeah.
I don't think I would enjoy that, but I think I'd be good at it.
All right. Okay.
But
humble too.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I talk to customers as part of my job. Like I am. I know that.
So when people are like yelling at you on the phone,
I don't enjoy it, but you know,
whatever. Their problem.
Yeah, but like I've definitely had people bitch me out on the phone. I've experienced that. Yeah.
You bitched about right back too.
What?
You've laid into them in return too.
She has? Oh, like when I'm the customer and yes. Yeah. Well, some people just need to be told the truth. No, but that's not when I'm working. I don't do that. When I'm representing a company, I don't do that. The customer is always right, as you know. So when you're the customer, you get to be right. No, so
you know, there's actually more to that quote where it's like the customer is always right in matters of taste. It means like if they think the hat looks good, they're right.
Right.
Not like they're literally always right.
I thought it meant more like the customer is always right in terms of like markets.
What?
You know, everything's like the market dictates.
Right. Right.
What things sell. That's what not the customer's always right in terms of like individual.
The individual customer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like you need to give me that item for free because I'm the customer and therefore I'm right. Yeah. It's more like the free market dictates what sells and what doesn't. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So to answer the question for myself, one of the things I've noticed is I've become way more sensitive to like I have like sensory issues, as we always say. Like I don't like certain like
tapioca?
Slime or what, Naomi?
I said tapioca.
Tapioca, right. So I think some kind of like I wouldn't want to be on that Nintendo show Guts, the one where you get slimed. That seems like my worst nightmare.
Nickelodeon. Nintendo did not have a TV show.
Oh, I said Nintendo. Yeah, I meant Nickelodeon.
Thank you, Alana.
You're welcome.
I was trying to think. I was like, what show is he talking about?
Jay, you got to play the other money before the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't know. Guts contestant would be.
Wait. Does that matter? Hold on.
Yeah.
It's all the money.
Really
all the money. Job. Or like a taste tester, I guess.
Or what about like a massage therapist or something where you have to like touch things?
Oh God, I would hate that. Well, I touch bodies, but I would really hate that.
Yeah, you can't pick which bodies you're touching either.
Right.
For me, I'm gonna say NBA player.
Yeah,
laugh that hard.
Wow, Naomi's laughing so hard.
That's oh, a good one.
I should say Dominion player.
Oh, crap!
Wow. All right, one more.
Mine would be anything that requires good memory.
Ooh.
That's a lot of jobs.
It's a lot of jobs. That's why I don't do it. Interpreting, I only have to remember for roughly 5 to 10 seconds.
You have to remember what all the words mean.
For roughly 5 to 10 seconds?
No, like, he means like all of American Sign Language, you have to know it.
Yeah.
That's not like playing on like an immediate recollection skill set. That's what I mean. Like the ability to recall information immediately that I've just learned.
I think there's a difference between knowing something and remembering something.
Yes. Like the Mocha Mocha Cafe game you guys liked.
That's right.
Order Overload Cafe.
Oh,
and with language, like, you don't have to like remember all the words in English. You just know them. Right?
Yes.
Alana, should I get Pirate or Worf?
I can't believe you got a 5-2. Fuck.
I never get 5-2s, okay?
You should get a Worf.
I'm owed this, thank you.
Anyway, I didn't answer the question, so what am I bad at?
What job would you be horrible at?
What job would I be horrible at? Lots of things. Gosh.
NBA, WNBA play.
Yeah. I mean, anything certainly athletic. Anything that involves like a lot of extroverting.
Salesman.
Yeah.
Politician.
Politician. That's a good one. Nope, not for me. Anything that involves keeping your cool when people are shitty.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not that. Yeah, politician's a good answer. I'd be a terrible politician.
All right, and Alana?
But you should vote for me anyway. I said my answer. You were listening. You never listened to me. Yes.
It was so long ago.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Wait, was that all the questions?
Those were three questions.
That was three questions?
Yeah. Those were three questions.
All right.
And they were all great.
Oh, wait, okay, next week we're talking about The Boys season.
Yes,
oh,
and
sure.
I will for sure not be, well, I may actually be there.
Okay.
I think
you're not going to be there. They haven't watched it, so that could be a problem.
I'm going to be there, Alana. Lock it in.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He can be there. That's fine.
Talk about The Boys.
And then, what are we watching after The Boys? Didn't we decide on something? Oh, the Batman show. The Cape Crusader.
Cape Crusader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. I hope you enjoyed our coverage of The Acolyte. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they